Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
We have Bishop Tausa is with us on the line. Bishop, good morning and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Morning, morning Muruti, and morning all the Radio Pulpit listeners.
Thank you for allowing me
in your houses. Bless you. Yes.
I was saying before we continue with our discussion for this morning, maybe if you can acknowledge those who have been calling you. I understand that you get calls from as far as Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Muruti, people are calling. Every week I receive lots of calls. I really want to say thank you for calling people from Zimbabwe. This particular man called Ndlovu. Every week, I know I'm going to get a call from him. Every week. Now, I want to acknowledge them. I want to thank them. And I promise them to pray for them. Every time you call, if you have a question, you need prayer, we are there for you. We
Absolutely.
Are here to serve all of you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Muruti, for that. And danger of excuses.
Yes. You see, Muruti, excuses are reasons people give to justify why they are not doing what they are supposed to do. There are things that we are supposed to do, and then the reasons that you give, that they may be genuine, but at the end of the day, you won't be able to do what you are supposed to do. You put an excuse there. Excuse is the power of Satan to keep you down. Remember, the purpose of the enemy is to kill, is to steal, and to destroy. Now, whatever he does, he wants to keep you down. And he moves around, roaming like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, whatever you try to do, he will want to stop it. Satan will amplify your limitations and make you give up. The truth is, there is no reason strong enough to stop you from making progress if you desire. The main thing that must push you is your faith, is your desire, and then you'll be able to do anything that you want to do. Excuses are made, therefore, they can be stopped. They are made, therefore, they can be stopped. How about Luke 14, verse 16 up to 20, it says, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many and set his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready. But they all with one accord began to make excuses. That means excuses are made. That's why I said you can stop them. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm going to test them. I ask you to have me excused. Still another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Note, Moretti, that if it was the people, but one of them, it was the people that made excuses. It means until you make an excuse, you don't have one. Every excuse you have is the one you made in response to your situation, is the one you made in response to your circumstances around you. Now, to avoid excuses, always see what is within you rather than what is around you. Now, the first thing the excuse will do, it will limit you. Excuses are limiters. They stop you from maximizing your potential. You can do great things as long as you don't make excuses. It's true, there are things that may want to limit you, but you can overcome them. Once you have a desire, Once you have that faith, once you know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
So the excuses don't come as a result of you not being able to do what needs to be done. It's just you not wanting to.
Yes, yes. You can do something. It's like Kikibua Tatale young people, when we have business meetings, they get from the government this 350. Every time they complain, then I say to them, you can't be complaining that you are getting something. You did not have it last month. You have it now. Think of ways of how can you increase it? How can you use it to make another income? Kayona, uskala kayona. Our government is helping you. Therefore, use what you have in your hand to progress.
And yona ya tiba muruti, ya tiba pata.
Yeah, two samuruti. You could not buy bread yesterday. Today, government, if you feel it 350, you can buy bread. Now, Oscar age, do something, buy some. I remember when I was still a teacher, Muruti, there were these kids, they used to ask me for money. Then one day I called them, I said, kids, it's not good for me to give you fish. I'd rather teach you how to fish. I gave them money, and then we planned a business for them. I said, this is what we are going to do. We are going to take this money, take 10% of that money, go and give it to church. And then take a certain portion, go and buy stock. And a small portion, go and buy bread and eat at home. And they did the business at school. After school, they will stand at the bus stop and start selling until they never asked me money again. They were doing very well. They were even able to help their brothers, their siblings at home. But if I would have continued to give them money, they would not even have an idea of
it's like you are giving them a seed and they eat the seed.
They
don't know
the
purpose of a seed. So
Yes. Now, you can do great things as long as you don't make excuses. When you make excuses, you are celebrating your circumstances rather than using them as a stepping stone. Think beyond your limitation and see possibility. Murut, how about 2 Kings chapter 7? There we see four lepers. They were outcasts. They were outside the city. And then we see Syrian soldiers surrounding Samaria. Samaria was under siege. Now, they decided to go to the camp of Syrian soldiers and go. And God used them to free the Samaria. Remember, as lepers, they were not allowed to go back to the city of Samaria. They were outside the city. They were outside the camp of the soldiers. Then they thought to themselves that, but when we sit here, we are going to die. When we go to the city, they are going to kill us because we are lepers. But when we go to the camp of the soldiers, they may have mercy on us and leave us and give us food and water. Or even if they kill us, but something must be done. We can't just sit here and die here. They were lepers, but they did not make excuses. They said something must be done. We have to go down there. They decided to go to the camp of Syrian soldiers, and God used them to free Samaria. Because as they were going to the camp of the soldiers, God made those soldiers to hear as if, to hear the sound as if there are many, many soldiers attacking them. They heard chariots coming. They heard soldiers marching. And then when the four lepers arrived at the camp of the soldiers, they found that the soldiers ran away. There was a lot of food. There were clothes. There were weapons. They took to themselves, hid something for themselves, and went to the city and told them that iwileka disale, but wanabare iwileka disale. It means there's a lot there in that tent. We can all go and eat and share together. Because the four lepers did not make excuses. They did something about their situation. If they would have made an excuse and said, let's stay here, we are lepers, they were going to die there. But because they decided. Now, today I want to encourage our young people, as it is a youth month, or let's decide to do something. Maybe you are sitting there, you say, I've graduated, I have a degree, I have a master's, but I'm not working. Just look inside of you. There's something that you have that you can do.
Hona le another statement. This about Mbasibu Barosa. I told Aganja and Uthele Konin. I think it also addresses the issue of excuses, making excuses.
Yes. If you are sitting there and doing nothing and sleeping the whole day, wake up at 12 go kitchen over Tadijo, and then who expect something to happen for you and through you. Nothing will happen. You will die struggling, you will die poor, you will die complaining, and you will die quicker because stress is a lie. Now, it is better to look inside of you, find that which God has given you, and start doing it. Now, these four lepers made a decision. The whole nation was saved because of some weak, unqualified, and disabled who refused to make excuses. Now, to progress in life and to overcome stagnation, to overcome limitation, we have to take steps of faith and refuse to make excuses. Now, the steps we take, they can be small steps. Like I made an example, got 350, Eva Tobai Fuangi government. It's little. But big, big matmir, barial, babuang Africans. Hanyane, hanyane, you can buy a few things, start selling. Buy a few things, start selling. Hanyane, hanyane, until you can get your breakthrough. If you ask these people that are running big shops and ask them, how did you start? You will hear that those people started selling small tamatis, kabaiskili, mostrating, going from house to house until they were able to build big markets. Now, Lou and I, you can start small and God will see you through because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Stop talking about your problems. Stop talking about your issues. Do something about your problems. Do something about your issues. Start talking about what you have. Check what do I have and talk about what I have. How can I use it? How much progress you will make.
See, it looks like one of the reasons that make people to have excuses is they're waiting for the right time and the right opportunities. Whereas the right time should not be waited for. You need to go out there and get it.
It will never come if you are seated at home doing nothing. That statement, I like that statement. You won't get it. Because the more you make excuses, the more your mind tells you that it's over. Then you start now abusing drugs, start now drinking a lot, start doing funny things. Gandhi, if you decided that, you know what, it's true, I have graduated. It's true, there are no jobs. I can't find a job. But what is it that I can do? When God visited Moses on the mountain, he said to Moses, what do you have in your hand? And Moses was holding a stick. He said, throw it on the floor. Moses threw it down, it became a stick. That means that thing that you have, it may look small in your eyes, but that thing that you have, you must know it is God-given. The minute you start using it, the minute you pick it up, the minute you start planning with it and around it, God will magnify it, God will amplify it. And God has a wonderful way of doing things. The minute you start writing down your vision, he brings people around you to catch it and run with it. The minute you start doing something that God has given you, God will bring people around you. God will open doors of people that we call destiny helpers, people that will pull you up, people that will call you, people that will supply you with some things, people that will support you, people that will give you ideas. But if you won't get anything, you won't do anything. Now, the best way to overcome excuses is never to be intimidated by looks. Don't be intimidated by size. Don't be intimidated by achievements of other people. Because when you look around, you may see people doing far better than you. Or you may see people worse around you, and then over hopeless, and then you give up. You may not have what they have, but you have something. Check inside of you and ask God to assist you. God has given us the Holy Spirit. He's here to help us. He's here to guide us. He's here to teach us. Let's tap into the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's make sure that we release our faith. Let's ask God for knowledge, for understanding, and for wisdom, and we will progress in life. If you are peculiar, you must know that you are special in the eyes of God, as the word says. Now see yourself as peculiar. See yourself as odd. See yourself as special. See yourself as different. And you can do something better. Don't make excuses. Remember, excuses are made and excuses can be stopped. Because it's not like something that we find it is there. No, we make them. The scripture that we read from Luke 14, verse 16, it says, those people made excuses. They started saying, no, now I just got married. I must go and be with my wife. I just bought oxen. I must go and test them. I just bought land. Let me go and plow and see if it's a fertile land. I have this. Let me go and do that. Give the excuse. Look inside of you, what God has given you, and start moving forward with God, with what God has given you. Excuses will limit you. And limitations will keep you in a box, and you will be depressed. You will have all kinds of diseases. You will die young. Therefore, look forward and to the author and the finisher of our faith.
It looks like even Mudimu had tolerated the excuses. How much of the excuses he moves on?
A person next to you now rising up. Because yena udumetse go etsa se modimo a reng a sietse. Now, it is always best that let's do our best and God will do the rest. Hallelujah. I'm so glad Muruti got this subject, because ki youth month, I want the young people to be motivated. Baska give up. It's true, mebereko haiyo, but God has given you something.
You talked about those who have graduated and who are saying, hey, Pela, Nagrim, Mebarago, and all that. But there are others who have never gone to school. Therefore, I don't stand any chance at all. If that can also be an excuse from that segment.
In our family, we are struggling. In our family, nobody went to school. Or oiling hafella anyway. But listen, if you don't make excuses, God will take you far.
Hasn't that why I'm reminded of our parents and our forefathers, our grandparents, how they used to live. And you look at the salaries that they used to earn. I had a chance to open one doctor. I'm going to mention him, Dr. Lehotlo in Rustenburg. I don't know if you know him. So he went to medical school at a very old age. I think he was around 50 when he went to medical school. He told me that, you know, he was earning around less than 5 rands back in the days, but he managed to buy quite a number of things and all that. So when I know another excuse gets all over, and stuff like that. But hahona any room for an excuse if you want to make it in life.
Yeah, you know what, Dine? Our village is called Lifarahatla go Rustenburg. We used to make jokes, it's not even in the map. It was so poor. Le hariago location re radikolong ba re tibela re lwa le bona all the time.
Ga itse le Lifarahatla. Ero feel the best year I get moruti.
One day I heard that President Yako Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, only degree to serve. I told myself, from a poor family, from a poor village, from an area in Yajirling, that now I'm going to have more degrees than Mugabe. I did not have any money. I did not have anything in my hands, but I believed God. And God made a way.
Moruti,
I can't the excuse.
Moruti Ralebega, thank you once again for inspiring us this morning. Go Baba for your contact details.
Thank you, Moruti. Thank you, Bareti. This is Bishop Tause from Grace Christian Fellowship here in Montana. My phone number is 084-505-4507. And I appreciate your calls. I pray for you. I promise you call, you ask for prayer, I'll pray for you over the phone, and God will see you through. God bless you. Thank you, Moruti. May God bless Radio Pulpit. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.